This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Nathan Walden, attorney at law, address on file of the Schiller Law Office. Dear Mr. Walden, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Kimberly Lombard, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Last name is Lombard, L-U-M-B-A-R-D. On April 27th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as I took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 58-year-old female, height 5 foot tall, height 5 foot 2 inches tall, weight 248 pounds, period. She was involved in a fall injury. In May and June of 2019, period. This occurred at work, period. The patient works for the Department of Social Services as a case manager. She was at a house for an assessment when she was stepping on some apparent rotted stairs, and her heel got stuck in the stair, pushing her forward onto her wrist, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury, period. Despite adequate treatment from this initial fall, she is still having pain in her neck, right shoulder, and right ankle, period. The patient sustained an additional fall a couple weeks after the first injury, also on some stairs, when her computer bag strap got caught, forcing the patient's backwards, period. The patient fell forward and to the side, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she did sustain the injury, period. Despite treatment present day, due to the second fall, she is still experiencing pain in her neck, right shoulder, and right ankle, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. Her neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is worse with activity, period. It is described as a burning and stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right arm and into the fingers, period. New paragraph. The right shoulder pain is a constant type pain, period. It is throbbing and burning, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating type pain, period. New paragraph. Left shoulder pain has essentially resolved with surgical correction. In approximately the year 2020, she had to have surgery for this. She does have full range of motion. And is not having much pain in this area at this time, period. New paragraph. Her right ankle pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She states that there was a discussion about surgery down the road to tighten the loose tissues, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is an aching type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating type pain, period. New paragraph. The patient has also had right upper extremity pain due to both falls, period. She did have right carpal tunnel surgery and left carpal and ulnar nerve surgery, period. She is still experiencing pain, and it is constant, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates through the entire arm, period. She has diminished grip strength and problems with manual dexterity despite surgical treatment, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was after the first fall, a few days, she was seen at Parkview Occupational Clinic. She was given medicine, period. She had x-rays down the road with MRI of her neck, period. She was seen several times, period. After the second fall that week, she returned to Parkview Occupational Clinic. She had physical therapy several times, period. She saw a physiatrist several times and referred to a neck surgeon who discussed a bulging disc and advised on the road that she would need neck surgery, period. She followed up with a physiatrist and had nerve testing, period. She did follow up with a past orthopedic surgeon that performed carpal tunnel syndrome on both wrists and the left elbow, period. She states the left wrist surgery was done approximately 2019, and the right right wrist and elbow area was done in 2020, period. She states that the left shoulder surgery was done by Dr. Stevens in approximately 2020 for problems with a tear, period. She had follow-up physical therapy, period. She saw Ortho 1 and put on medications. She was seen by several chiropractic physicians for treatment, period. She saw her family doctor, had more physical therapy, and followed up with a psychiatrist for PTSD, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with dressing, comma, overhead lifting, comma, lifting over 1 pound, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as bicycling, comma, horseback riding, comma, tennis, comma, sitting over 30 minutes, comma, standing over 20 minutes, comma, and walking over 1 block, period. New paragraph. Medications include tramadol, gabapentin, comma, muscle relaxer, comma, anti-inflammatory, comma, and metformin, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes tramadol, comma, gabapentin, comma, muscle relaxer, comma, anti-inflammatory, comma, over-the-counter medications, comma, stretching exercises, comma, and she is presently in physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is fibromyalgia, comma, arthritis, comma, and diabetes mellitus, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history was for this injury. She had shoulder surgery in 2020, as well as upper extremity surgeries, as mentioned above, comma, tonsillectomy, comma, a tubal pregnancy, comma, and cholecystectomy, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient did have a neck issue without an injury approximately in the year 2000. She had an MRI that was negative other than arthritis. It resolved in a few weeks period. She had chiropractic treatment a few times without permanency, period. This neck issue occurred at work on a forklift, period. Her right shoulder was never injured in the past other than a boxing exercise class several years ago. She had physical therapy for approximately 3 weeks, and it resolved without permanency, period. Her left shoulder was never injured in the past period. Her right ankle was never injured in the past period. The patient has not had prior work injuries other than that what we discussed above, period. She has not been in any serious automobile accidents, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient's occupation is a customer service worker, full-time in a warehouse, period. Because of these injuries, she was off approximately 2 years and 3 months, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies noted upon review of records, period. MRI study, August 5th, 2019, cervical spine, showed mild to moderate multi-level degenerative changes in the cervical spine, most prominent at C4-5 and C5-6, period. EMG study, January 21st, 2020, was an abnormal study, period. MRI of the left shoulder, March 16th, 2020, showed a labral tear, as well as early tendinosis involving the supraspinatus tendon, period. X-ray of the cervical spine, June 12th, 2019. Reason for the study was fall last week, down concrete steps, neck stiffness, and right arm numbness and tingling, period. Impression is mild straightening of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. Operative report, September 23rd, 2020. The diagnosis was left shoulder impingement, AC joint arthrosis, and superior labral tear, period. Operation was 1, left arthroscopic distal clavicle excision, 2, left shoulder arthroscopic acromioplasty, 3, left shoulder arthroscopic debridement, including biceps tenotomy, T-E-N-O-T-O-M-Y. Fort Wayne Orthopedic note, October 11th, 2019, states 53-year-old female who presents for bilateral hand pain and injury, period. Date of injury, June 1st, 2019, coming downstairs. Foot got caught and fell. Second fall on June 4th, 2019. Her bag got caught on the railing and fell back downstairs, period. Patient presents today, 4 months, status post, bilateral upper extremity pain, numbness, and tingling. EMG of the bilateral upper extremities at physical medic and consultants was reviewed. It showed severe right carpal tunnel syndrome and moderate left carpal tunnel syndrome, period. Surgery is right endoscopic carpal tunnel release, period. Notes from physical medicine consultants, that's physical medicine consultants, October 15th, 2020. A patient qualifies for 5% whole body impairments as it relates to the June 2019 reported work event, period. Physical medicine consultants, May 26, 2020, using AMA guidelines of evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition. She has a 2% whole person impairment regarding the cervical spine, 2% impairment regarding the lumbosacral spine, to the right shoulder, 1% upper extremity impairment, which converts to 1% whole body impairment, period. Right ankle, 0% impairment rating, period. States, I would defer any impairment rating regarding the carpal tunnel to Dr. Eddy, E-D-D-Y, period. I also concur with Dr. Balint, B-A-L-I-N-T, that the cubital tunnel is not related to the June 4th, 2019 reported incident, period. South Bend Orthopedics Independent Medical record examination, May 8th, 2020. It is an extensive report, and I did review it, period. Fort Wayne Orthopedics, October 11th, 2019, diagnosis, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, surgical treatment plan discussed, period. Parkview Occupational Health, date of injury, June 4th, 2019. Patient states, I fell after I hit my computer bag against a railing, period. My shoulder hit first, then I fell backwards, period. Diagnosis was contusion of the right thigh, comma, strain of muscles and tendons of the ankle, comma, sprain of joints and ligaments of the neck, comma, contusions of the right shoulder, comma, strain of muscle, fascia, and tendon of lower back, comma, contusion of the thigh, comma, other ankle sprain, comma, neck sprain, comma, contusion of the scapular region, comma, and lumbar strain, period. Parkview Occupational Health Note, June 5th, 2019. On May 21st, 2019, patient was coming out of a client's home. In the trailer, home stairs had loose boards, period. The boards gave way and the patient fell to the ground, period. Yesterday, on June 4th, 2019, her computer bag caught on the railing and she fell face first onto the cement stairs, twisting her right ankle. In the process, she did not hit her head, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the falls of May and June 2019 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy. Two, right shoulder trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, and trauma. Three, left shoulder trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, impingement, comma, labral tear, comma, tendinosis, period, resulting in surgery on August 23rd, 2020, period. This has been greatly improved since surgery, period. Number four, right ankle trauma, comma, sprain, comma, and pain. Number five, right upper extremity pain, comma, strain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, severe right carpal tunnel syndrome with pain despite surgery, comma, and right median neuropathy, period. Number six, left carpal tunnel syndrome improved with surgery and questionable relationship to the falls, period. Number seven, post-traumatic stress disorder, period. The above seven diagnoses were directly caused by the fall injuries of May and June 2019, period. These were work-related injuries in our workman compensation claims, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. Please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right shoulder, utilizing Table 15-5, the patient has a 5% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right ankle, utilizing Table 16-2, the patient has a 2% upper extremity impairment. A 2% lower extremity impairment. In reference to the right ankle, the patient has a 2% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 1% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right upper extremity impairment with carpal tunnel disease, utilizing Table 15-23, the patient has a 5% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combined these four whole body impairments, the patient has a 10% whole body impairment as a result of her work injuries from May and June of 2019, period. By permanent impairment, I am stating that the patient will have permanent pain and diminished range of motion in all these areas for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in her cervical, right shoulder, right ankle, and right upper extremity as the patient ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. As the patient ages, she may need surgical correction to the neck area, period. An MRI of the right shoulder should be done at a cost of approximately $2,500, period. The patient is presently getting physical therapy. To her low back, neck, and arm, she will need additional therapy at a cost of $2,000, period. Ongoing medication will cost $115 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some additional injections in the neck and shoulder regions would be $3,000, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. A back brace would cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A home traction unit for the neck would cost $350, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient via telephone, comma, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, Deal End of Dictation.